It's 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. That was Jack Harlow and Lovin' on Me on Hits 96. I'm here with Lilac Line. We got Trent, Cameron, Paul, and Jonah. They're going to be performing Galentine's Day event opening act for the show with Knox that we have at the Barrelhouse Ballroom on February 12th. Free show, all ages, giving away a whole ton of events. Go to our website, get all the details, hits96.com. We're going to see these guys perform. They're going to be a little bit outside their comfort zone, but I think it's going to be a good show.
Yeah,
you guys seem to be positive about it. That's the best part. We're going to have some fun. And even if we don't, we'll have a good time anyways. Even if you don't like to perform some of the songs. And at the end, you're like, I don't know if that felt good. It's okay, because Knox is going to take the stage, and everybody's going to be happy either way. All right? So you guys are going to feel good. Make sure you go get the details. Follow Lilac Line on all social media. You'll be able to get the details for that on our website. Since you guys are in, we've already done a couple segments. We talked about music. We're going to get the new album, Plain to See. Make sure you go and get it on Spotify, wherever they're streaming, YouTube. It's everywhere, and you'll be able to get those details. Again, hits96.com. We play a game with our guests once in a while. If they come in, we have a little bit of time called Satchel of Questions. So I have this bag here of just most random questions. Some of them are really stupid. There's others that are kind of interesting, but it's just the kind of the name of the game and whatever comes out. So I'll have each of you answer a question at random, and we'll go. So who wants to go first? Who wants to go?
I guess I'll go.
Trent, all right, we're going to have Trent go first. All right,
this is rapid fire.
Goodness. This is rapid fire questions. Do your best to answer it. Here we go. All right, Trent. Why were you named Trent? Is there a reason behind you being...
Oh, actually, yes, there was.
Yeah, see, look at that.
So I was born in Tampa, Florida. My dad's name starts with a T, Troy, and they wanted another T name, and the quarterback of Tampa Bay Buccaneers was Trent Dilfer.
Okay.
And so Trent.
So you're named after the quarterback of the Tampa Bay.
Yes, sir. Yep. Go Bucks.
Sometimes I'm named after my dad, but you're named after the quarterback. But that works. Okay, see? That's how the satchel of questions. It gets real random. So Cameron, now we're going to go to you. Next question. All right, Cameron, what is your biggest fear?
I'm going to go with the dark.
Yeah?
And I'm like, well, more like being by myself in the dark.
In the dark, by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people are afraid to say that because it's like a childish thing, but
it's so easy to freak yourself out.
I just embrace it. You know, okay. It's not my favorite thing.
If you're early in the pitch black, I mean, your eyes start to adjust, but then you start to see things.
Yeah, it's not just the darkness. It's not knowing what's out there.
Yeah,
so
it's there. I always thought one of the scariest things ever would be just in the woods, standing. I mean, you know, is it the horror movie, the classic scene? Mm-hmm. But that would be spooky to be standing in the middle of the woods and not being able to see anything. You have no idea what's, and they, you know, those animals are looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
I think the ocean is even worse as far
terrifying.
As, like, your feet dangling and you're like...
Terrifying.
What's underneath me right now?
Also, like, the caves that are, like, pure black. Like, you can't see anything. Like, it's completely different than just nighttime.
Yeah.
All right. So, the dark. The dark is Cameron's answer. All right. Here we go, Paul. This one's for you. What is your favorite holiday and why? And you don't have to say Galentine's Day. I know there's pressure there. But what's your favorite holiday and why?
My favorite holiday is probably Halloween.
Okay.
I think it's just kind of fun. It's everybody gets all dressed up. It's spooky.
Season.
It's spooky. And it's also fall, the beginning of fall, and which is my favorite season. So,
are you guys? If you guys do Halloween shows, you're one of the bands that dress up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were the Wiggles once.
Yeah. Oh, the that's awesome. That's great.
And Grandma Day.
And Grandma Day. Okay, that's right. I think you guys told me about the Grandma Day. Now that I'm.
But both happen to be at Clyde's as well. So I don't know.
Always a good time over at Hi-Fi Clyde's. And we just did our Halloween show there last year, so there you go. All right, one last question from the Satchel of Questions. This one is for Jonah. Jonah, do you have any unusual hobbies? Any unusual hobbies?
I'm a big fan of making tortillas.
You guys didn't know this about
Jonah? Nothing like a fresh tortilla. Jonah?
A burrito or just the tortilla?
Just the tortilla.
Just tortillas. Just
like you get the, my craft, like you get the, you know what I'm saying?
You get the, like, the flour and you, like, actually make them?
Yeah. I had a tortilla press, but, like, my giant muscles just snapped it in half.
Oh, my God.
It's so stupid.
Dude, I could show you. It's in my house. I can show you.
All right. So there it is. You guys learned something new about Jonah. He makes more tortillas in his spare time. The things you find out with the Satchel of Questions right here.
Hey, shout out, Armand.
On Hits 96. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming in, spending an hour with me. It's been a lot of fun. We cannot wait to see you hit the stage again. Galentine's Day, February 12th, Barrel House Ballroom. It's a free show. Knox is the headliner. These guys are opening up. We have one more song to play from Lilac Line from their new album, Plain to See, which you can get streaming everywhere. Make sure you follow them on social media. What Should We Know? I love this song personally. I think it's my favorite out of the three you sent anyway. Stuck at the Bottom. What Should We Know about this one, Trent?
Okay, cool. This one's maybe less about relationships as much as it's about my ego as an individual, and just I tend to be very egotistical, and I don't like to admit that, but I am. And in that, though, I think something that I found out in myself is the bigger my ego grows, the more I want to feed it, and the more I feed it, the bigger, and like, it's just this nonstop fight of trying to build it, and the things that typically build your ego may not be good for you. So say that to say, the more it grows, the more people are stuck at the bottom with me.
All right. So this album really was a reflection period for you. And we mentioned it, you did feel therapeutic. Did you feel better after putting out these songs?
Yeah.
It seems like you were going through
some
stuff that you wanted to get out on paper.
Yeah, and I don't know if I even knew that I was going through stuff as much as, like, I knew I needed to write a sad album, and that was in my head, and I'm not a sad guy, so I was, like, almost forced it. And there were several times where I don't like to be a guy, because of my ego, don't like to admit that I'm a guy that cries. But there were a couple times where I just sat in so much reflection for hours and hours on end, and like almost forcing myself to cry in attempts to get as much emotion out as possible. So
there you go. If you guys want the album, you make sure to go find it. That's A Plain to See, or Plain to See, and you'll be able to get that link and all the details, again, on our website at hits96.com. Thank you guys for coming in. Hope you had some fun here tonight.
Yeah. Definitely.
And we're going to see you February 12th at the Galentine's Day at Barrel House Ballroom.
Yes, sir.
All right? Very good. All right, here we go. Stuck at the Bottom, Lilac Line on Hits 96. Have a good night.